This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, April 10, 2009. It is finished. The scripture is John 19, verse 30. Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Sometimes it is possible to see death coming. All the signs are there. The body is ravaged by cancer, or maybe it is simply weakened and worn out with age. So we say, "It is finished." In other words, the time is up. Life has run out. Now, when Jesus said, "It is finished," was he simply stating the obvious, or did he mean more? Jesus meant much more. He was speaking about his mission, his reason for coming from heaven to earth. It is finished. His mission was accomplished. What was his mission? The same as for all of us, namely to image God, to obey God, and to bring glory to God. But Jesus' mission was also different from ours. It was his unique task to reunite sinners to God. He was to defeat the devil and the powers of sin and death. It is finished. There's a whole world in that little word, it. Jesus' work was to lay a completely new foundation for a world, for humanity, and for relationships wrecked by sin. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he was saying that the new foundation-laying work was done. He laid the basis for the coming of a whole new heaven and earth. Jesus saw all that he had done, and it was very good. His work on earth was finished. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank and praise you for the finished work of Jesus. His enemies did not finish him. Rebuild our lives, we pray, on his completed work. In our Savior's name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.